It's February 21st, 1988, at Judy and Leon's house in San Diego. Mom and Irmgard are here, and we're going to review some of the early history in Germany up through the 30s when they left.
Oma and Opa Katzenstein were married 1908 and lived in Darmstadt. Uncle Alfred was born 1909. Uncle Hans followed in 1913. Then World War I broke out and Opa was drafted. The folks had to give up their butcher shop and Oma moved back to her parents in Gaudenheim, where I was born on November 27, 1915.
Keep going.
After 4 years being in the army, Opa came home and they moved into a small apartment in the synagogue. Opa went into the cattle business and Sister Irmgard was born February 28, 1922. This was rough years for everybody and Oma had to help along. So she started a little yacht goods store. That's as far as I know. Not everybody was rich that time in Germany. There were Jews who had to struggle all their life. You only heard about the wealthy Jews in Germany, but it wasn't so. Everybody had to help along to make a going. Then Hitler time started. No? What's it at?
Don't be so conscious.
Brothers sit over here. Two?
How many brothers?
Two and one sister. Opa had two brothers and one sister. We were never very close with them. One who moved in later years to Frankfurt, I used to visit. They moved in later years to Israel. Katzenstein. Sister's name was Gitta. And one brother was Bernhard. And one brother was Lehrer Katzenstein. That's all I know.
The family lost contact?
Later on, I visited one.
Go ahead.
I visited one daughter of Lehrer Katzenstein in Israel maybe 3 years ago and met the son-in-law for the first time, just a wonderful fellow, Joe Goldschmidt, and we had a wonderful time together. After seeing people, after you met him only a short time in Europe, and then you see him after 50 years is quite something. Oma's brothers and sisters, there were seven living children, and they all were born in Gaudenheim. Uncle Theo was the oldest. He moved to Baden-Baden and took over a hotel which his wife had. They both ran that hotel together. Oma was the second child. And everybody wanted to put a name in for Oma. So he went to the Bürgermeister and said, my daughter's name is going to be Toni. And the Bürgermeister said, Toni is not a name what can go in the books. So he got mad, slammed the door and said, name her Christine. Then he came back and he said, let's forget about it and name her Anthony. And the Bürgermeister said, no, you said Christine, and I wrote Christine in the book, and Christine it will be. That's the way Oma got her name, Christina. Which is the third brother? What's the other brother? I don't know, it's Uncle.
Only Hitler changed
everybody's name. Then came Uncle Friedrich, Fritz, then Uncle Karl. It's four. Help me a little bit. No. Uncle Joseph. Uncle Otto. Then Aunt Clemmy, who was the youngest. It was a lovely family. We were all proud of each other. Uncle Otto, who wanted to become a doctor from the time he was a young boy, had a hard time to do so. His mother found once a skeleton under his bed, which he had dug out at the cemetery. And that was the first sign of becoming a doctor. Then all the brothers and sisters helped, and he could study to come to get started to be a doctor. He studied in Berlin for a while, and there he gave French lessons to one of the Waldkinds' children. The child was in third or fourth grade in French, and Uncle Otto only had the first grade, but he studied at night, and he could give him the lessons till the parents found out. Then he got fired. There were lots of children in the family, and they had lots of fun just with themselves. Then each one moved in a different direction. Uncle Theo lived in Baden-Baden. Uncle Joseph lived in Gaudenheim. Uncle Fritz lived in Darmstadt. Help me. Uncle Karl was sent to New York, and the reason for that was he was away to learn as an apprentice to learn some kind of a business, and he took a stamp. He was in charge of the stamps. He wanted to write his mother a letter, and he took a stamp, and the man reported it to his father. So the father was so ashamed, and he had to get out of the country. So he was sent to America. And that was the last time his parents saw him. He was 14 years old. Who comes in? You have to help me, little. Uncle Fred lived in Darmstadt. Uncle Karl lived in New York. Uncle Otto lived in Offenbach. And Aunt Clemmy lived in Seeheim an der Beckstraße. But they got together once in a while, and they were a close-knit family. My grandmother lived in Gaudenheim yet, and after she passed away, we took over her little house.
When did your grandmother
live? For me? Yeah, I was a little girl. No.
All right, Leon. Let me begin from the time, let's say from 1933, when my brother Al left Germany already. By luck, one of Aunt Clemmy's brother-in-laws had come to Germany to visit his mother, who still lived with Aunt Clemmy at the time, and Uncle Sally, and Uncle Al went to visit with him and came back the following Monday and told Mother, I'm leaving for America, which was one of our lucky days. Although at the time we didn't think so, because we thought everything would be all right, even though Hitler had already begun his master march or whatever you want to call it at the time. In 1933, two years later actually, Uncle Hans left, but he couldn't get to America at the time and went to Israel, at the time called Palestine. It was a hard time for mother and dad to let their two children leave, because it was going into a different world which we didn't know. And actually at the time we didn't feel the Hitlerism as badly as it turned out to be in 1938 when the pogroms started. Also, after I started high school, after my third year, my cousin Hedda and I, who were in the same class, we all were thrown out of school because we were Jewish. We had to finish our education as good as we could. And in 1938, I'm skipping a few years, my sister left with Uncle Otto and then Elsa for America after a very hard trip which she had, where she caught pneumonia on the trip and all kinds of things. But she missed the pogroms, luckily. The night of the Kristallnacht, which has become famous even here in America, we know about it. We keep the memory of that night when they came in a wagon and destroyed our little house. And my mother and dad, we packed a little suitcase and left for to visit, not to visit, but to flee to my uncle's residence in Frankfurt am Main. We stopped in Mainz at the time, and the station was filled with Jews who all had fled their homes. They went through the same ordeal as we did. We arrived in Frankfurt am Main, where Uncle Theodor and his wife were vacationing at the time. But in the meanwhile, we were hiding out from the SS, who were looking for all the Jewish men. And after a few nights, they gave up and all went into concentration camp. Also, after 2 weeks, they were released. But it was a hardship on everybody. We lived in Frankfurt am Main for 2.5 years because our quota number was over 18,000, and America wouldn't let in but so many per year. And it was in 1940 that our number was called and we were able to leave for America. That too was not the easiest way of getting out of a country. My parents left on one aeroplane while I had to leave on another. But we met again in Moscow. It was a trip which you can write a book about. We landed in Japan a day or an hour too late to go to America. Our visa had run out. And we stayed in Japan for 3 months.
What do you remember about your relatives? How about some personal
things? Personal things?
Yeah, how about your uncle?
Uncle Joseph and Aunt Selma, with their three children, lived also in Gaudenheim. Uncle Joseph had taken over his father's butcher shop and lived in the house where he was born, where all the brothers and sisters were born. Uncle Otto, after becoming a doctor, opened up his practice in Offenbach, married Aunt Elsa. From that marriage are Henry and Ernie. Uncle Fred, or Fritz, from Darmstadt, married Aunt Irma, and that marriage produced two children, one Marion, who lives in L.A., and a son, Jimmy, who is a professor in Seattle. And Clemmy and Uncle Sally produced two daughters. One is Ruth, who lives now in Chicago, and Inga, who lives in Berkeley. Well, Uncle Theodore, who lived Augusta, produced one child, Ruth, who lives now in Israel. Uncle Carl, who lived in New York, produced two children, Arlene and Howard.
You told that already. Well,
where's Howard?
Howard, who lives in Miami, and Arlene in Tarrytown, New York.
Oma and Opa met each other through the newspaper. That was customary. They put an ad in a Jewish paper, and they followed it up, and
who
I guess I really don't know who put the ad in. I don't know about those things anymore. But that's the way Jewish girls and boys met at that time. That was customary.
Did all the Clemmy and Uncle Sally
too? I guess so.
Sure.
I, Oma, Ruth Heilbrunn, Katzenstein, grew up in Gau-Odenheim. I had my girlfriends, two girls by the name of Becker, and one, Alice Strum. We were girlfriends for many, many years. Went to same school, grammar school, and then I went to Handel School in Offenbach.
What Handel?
Business school.
Oh.
Business school. Oh, life went pretty normal in the beginning. We were children. And then in 1932 or 33, we belonged to the Deutschen Turnverein. We had a big festival, and Clemmy and the family was there visiting. And we were on the stage, outdoor stage, and this was not a Jewish organization, that was from the town. Some Hitler youth came in and beat up people, and Clemmy decided right then and there, this is the time for her to leave the country. They went home, called their families in New York and got the papers going and came to the United States. And Clemmy, who was married to Sally Mayer, lived in Seeheim an der Bergstraße, a lovely little town. All his brothers and sisters were in the United States. Very interesting family. The boys came to the United States with a dollar around their neck and a slip where they had to go. Two brothers became lawyers, all at night school. Two of them were bakers, went to night school, and one became the president for the Board of Trade, and then he was some very high official in Washington, D.C. Became very, very well-known people. One brother was the first president from the Board of Trade, and his youngest brother followed in his footsteps a couple of years later. We got the papers for my folks in Irmgard through the brother-in-law from Sally Mayer, Moritz Lorsch. This man was so wonderful. He gave so many papers that the council said, no more, you cannot sign any more papers. So he went to Roosevelt, in the Roosevelt Museum, who was a cousin of his, a distant cousin of his, and he got papers for everybody. All he Roosevelt needed to do, sign the papers, and it was okay. This is the way my folks and Irmgard came to this country.
As we sailed from Japan, am I talking low? I think no. I don't need to scream, Ruth. Come on, talking on the microphone. We left Japan 2 weeks before Thanksgiving and arrived in Chicago after hard labor on the boat, because it was like a fishing boat, not a modern luxury boat as we have them today, but it was worthwhile. We arrived in Seattle, we were picked up by some lovely people, some relatives, I think it's on the other table if I remember, and spend a few days to relax and recuperate, and then on to Chicago. And our family was all there to welcome us, and it was Thanksgiving Day, never to be forgotten. The train. By train from Seattle to Chicago, but it was a good train. We had a berth, and we even could sleep. Not the hard benches as we went from Moscow with the Siberian train. This was comfortable.